Of all the stupid things I've done in my life, and there are plenty as I look back on it, particularly in my early years, the whole thing of chasing after money would have to be the stupidest of the lot. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. We've all heard that saying about money that you can't take it with you. In other words, money's temporary, it's not eternal. I mean, we know that. But before I gave my life to Jesus, my response to that was, well, if I can't take it with me, I ain't going. What a ridiculous proposition. Like it or not, we're all going one day, and whatever our balance sheet has to say about our material wealth, it all becomes completely irrelevant the moment we breathe our last breath. I was listening to a man telling his story of lying alone in a dark room with radioactive isotopes pumping through his body to treat his cancer, and God really confronting him about his sense of security. Was he trusting in God or money? Now, I imagine at the point of staring death in the face like that, money becomes, well, pretty much irrelevant. So why is it then that we cling onto money, strive after wealth, worry about our finances? Why do we treat money as though it's a matter of life or death? Jesus put it like this, Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. He said, "Don't save treasures for yourselves here on earth. I mean, moths and rust will destroy them, and thieves can break into your house and steal them. Instead, save your treasures in heaven, where they cannot be destroyed by moths or rust, and where thieves cannot break in and steal them." See, it's a matter of focus, really. Where's your focus? Right here, right now, are you focused on wealth that will one day pass away, or on the treasure that will last forever? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Listen, God wants to set us free. God wants us, you, to have the peace and the joy of trusting in Him rather than in money. That's why receiving God's word into your heart every day is so incredibly important. You can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.